You're listening to JerryPark.com, the Coliseum of Combat Sports.
From politics to when he'll be fighting next, Matt Lindland has been on the mind of every MMA fan as of late, so I couldn't think of a better moment than now to welcome him to Jerry Park for the very first time. What's going on, Matt?
Well, I'm just driving into range, my friend.
Well, it's great to be talking with you. Like I said, you have been all over the MMA news landscape, and I think I'm going to start with the fighting because that's the stuff that interests me the most. A couple of weeks ago, you had announced that you would sign a 3-fight deal with a new promotion. Are you able to talk about who that promotion is and when you'll be fighting next?
Well, I would be, but I haven't seen them release any media about it, and I've agreed not to discuss anything about who they are or what's going on until they do. So I think, in all fairness, I need to live up to my obligation to do that.
If you don't mind if I ask you a couple of questions about it, just in the sense that, is this a promotion that is established, one that we know about, or is this an upstart promotion?
Very established.
Very established, okay. And is this one in North America or overseas?
Yes, both.
So if you don't mind me asking, why the, you know, why keeping everything tight-lipped? Usually when someone announces that they have a deal, you know, there's a big announcement, a lot of talk of it online and in other trade publications. Why is this one been such a secret?
Yeah, you're asking the wrong guy those questions. So I couldn't guess for you.
Okay, so when do you expect to fight first? Do you have any sense as to when your first fight will be?
Well, it sounded like it was going to be in June.
In June, okay. And will that be in the United States?
I couldn't tell you, but I would imagine yes. Most of their events are held in the U.S.
Do you have any idea in your mind right now as to who you will be fighting?
I don't know that either. I actually thought this might not be the best time to do an interview, since I know you got a lot of questions that I really don't have any answers for, or that I can't give. And some of them I don't know.
Okay.
So I can't give you that information because I just don't know it.
This will be my final question on that front. I promise we'll move on. A lot to talk to you about. Any idea as to when we will hear an announcement as to where you have signed?
Well, again, another good question. I would have thought that they would have already made announcements. So maybe there's some reason why they're not. We both speculated that there is some reason because it would make sense for an established promoter to want to get out there and let people know they're doing a big event.
Okay. Well, it's something to look forward to. Just last week, there was news of you trying your hand in the world of politics, and more specifically, getting involved as a Republican representative in the state of Oregon. I hope I have that correct. I'm Canadian. So
you do? For House District 52, yes.
Okay. So what's the latest on that? Has this been something that you've you know, had your sights set on for a long time, or was this kind of not a spur of the moment, but something that came up recently due to not enough people entering on the deadline day?
Well, it was really a lot to do with that. I was looking to see who was gonna run on the conservative Republican Party, and no, there wasn't any candidates when I registered. Since then, there's been one Republican candidate that has filed. I can't tell you. I can't say that every Republican is conservative for real. You know, some are Republican by name and not necessarily conservative and hold the same views. So, but there is another Republican candidate that I will have an opponent in the primaries. Yes.
So let's say you are elected and everything goes well with that. Is this something that you can do at the same time as continuing your fighting career?
Absolutely. This is absolutely something that I can do and continue my fight career. Every 2 years you're in Salem you're working for about 5 months. Salem's about an hour from my house, so I can even commute back and forth. You know, when things are hot and heavy, yeah, you're going to be down there a lot. But certainly, you know, 5 months out of every 24 months isn't going to be too overly demanding on my schedule.
So, is the reason why you received the nickname The Law is because you had a prior interest in the world of politics?
I don't know if that's exactly why. No, I
seems interesting.
I don't.
Okay, so that's something to look at.
But I will be, you know, passing bills, and just like I pass guards, you know, if I get elected. So, yes.
Have you received any backlash from, you know, the uppity folks, you know, in Congress or wherever, in Oregon, thinking, oh, here's this ultimate fighter, here's this mixed martial arts guy, don't really know about you or your past or your credentials, and kind of pushing you aside as not being a serious threat to any party, and really to someone who's taking this all very serious?
I'm probably not a very serious threat to anybody that's a career politician. No, I'm just a citizen that, you know, ran to represent my district and the people in my district. And so, yeah, I'm sure I'm getting overlooked because, and rightfully so, I should be overlooked. I really don't know what I'm doing. This is a completely different game. It's, you know, it would be like a politician throwing them into the middle of the ring. And just telling them to get their hands up and put their chin down because, no, I don't have any prior experience doing this. And honestly, I don't know what I'm doing. Definitely, I do know how to fight. And when I learn the rules, I'll probably be as good at this as I am at fighting. But in the meantime, I'm a white belt.
This is a very different look for you, Matt. Usually you're very confident of your abilities, but I guess when you're a rookie, as you say, a white belt, you need to be a little modest, right?
Well, I certainly don't want to act like I know everything when I know nothing. And, you know, even in fighting, I approach the fighting game with a very naive mind because I always feel that I can still learn an awful lot, and I certainly don't think I know everything in that realm. But at least I do understand the rules and how the game's played, and that is, you know, quite the contrary on in this.
All right, I want to talk to you a little bit about the UFC. And just a few months ago, it seemed as though the you and Dana White had been talking a potential reconciliation, and that you'd be back in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, where a lot of fans wanted to see you, especially going up against Anderson Silva. How close were you to re-signing with the UFC just a few months back?
I can't tell you because it really was up to Dana. I made it very clear. I spoke with him on several occasions. You know, I manage a lot of fighters that fight in his organization, well, in both his organizations. Zuppa owns the WEC and the UFC, so I manage guys in both those organizations. So I run into Dana quite a bit, had opportunities to talk to him at events, outside of the events, you know, in some restaurants, I ran into him at. And, you know, we have a very professional relationship and things are cordial. But I did make it clear to him that I did desire to, you know, at least receive some kind of offer to come fight for them. I didn't receive any offers, so I would think that we were quite a ways away from making anything happen.
There is perhaps a misconception that, or maybe not, that the reason for the breakup was that you wore a shirt that had a sponsor that they were not a fan of. Is that the actual reason why you guys parted ways?
Well, that is the official reason why we parted ways. But I think everybody's, you know, that's been up on the speed of the sport is familiar with, you know, all the intricacies in that detail, and everybody speculates, you know, whose fault it is. Unless you understand every bit of detail, you really can't pick a side on that. So all I can tell you is I didn't do anything that was in breach of my contract. I can assure you that.
Did you ever hear the conspiracy theory that the UFC was a little worried that you would be the one to defeat Rich Franklin, and they were afraid of that, and because they were really grooming Rich Franklin as the future of the middleweight division?
Well, it certainly appeared that way, and I would be a huge threat to Rich Franklin. He had a style that I think I'd match up very well with. I don't think Rich Franklin could deal with my style. I don't think he could deal with a lot of things that I would bring. And I also think I would be a threat to Anderson's belt. So I feel like I would be the right guy in that division. It's just that, you know, there's right now a lot of other good organizations. You know, the UFC's, you know, constantly said that they're going to go out and get the best athletes that they can, and they certainly didn't even try to get me. Dana made a statement saying that Dan Henderson was 10 times the fighter I am, which, you know, I was insulted by that statement. I think that was a slight on my abilities. And Dan is not 10 times the fighter that I am. If Dan and I got in the ring and competed against each other, I could see it going, you know, both ways on any given day, that's for sure.
Very similar to the situation with Fedor, where Dana took some shots at him, and just a couple of weeks prior to trying very hard to sign Fedor, when you hear him say things like that, do you take it as, you know, just the promoter trying to build up his guys as opposed to any other guy fighting outside the promotion, or do you think that he truly believes the things that he says, such as the sort of slap that he took at you?
No, but it's worse. He tried to get the fans to believe that, and That's worse, and a lot of the people out there will listen to what he has to say, and they will take it as he knows what he's talking about.
When you hear everything now, that Anderson Silva is the pound for pound best fighter of the world, regardless of what division, and probably, you know, in the UFC, definitely the king of the middleweight division. Does that get under your skin as this legend of the sport, who's, you know, been so dominant at that 185 pound division, that you are unable to get a shot and prove your strengths against him?
Well, I don't think it gets under my skin. It is somebody that I would love to get inside the ropes with and test my skills and my abilities against. Anderson possibly is one of the best pound fighters out there right now. He's very good at what he does. And we all saw what Dan Anderson did in the first round when he stuck to his game plan. And I really feel like I could do that for five rounds and do a lot more damage and finish the guy.
Did you happen to hear about a website that the UFC put out to try to get the New York State to legalize or to accept MMA as a sanctioned sport? And they put all these photos of different UFC fighters, and your photo was there, an IFL photo. Did you know about this?
I don't know about this. This is the first time hearing of a website to sanction the sport.
There was an actual website, an official-looking website, and they gave quotes from different fighters and sort of fighters that are well-respected, like Kenny Florian, Joe Lozon, and a whole bunch of UFC fighters, and then you were at the bottom of that. And I found it interesting that, you know, you were the only guy that wasn't signed to a UFC contract on the website, and they were sort of, you know, presenting you as you know, a very well-respected man in and outside of the cage or ring, although you've had all these problems with them. So I just wanted to get your take on the fact that you were featured on a website.
I don't think we see eye to eye on a lot of different subjects, I guess, and the main subject is my fighting career. I want to control my own fighting career. I don't want an outside entity controlling me or who I am or the decisions I make. But as far as the UFC using me, yes, you know, whenever they could use me, they did. I recall in 2004, before, you know, really before this sport and the UFC blew up to the level that it's at, you know, 4 years later, which has been a rapid growth. The UFC couldn't get any press when in the summer of 2004, when the sport. Sports writers were all covering the Olympic Games, and I had a fight that same week. They asked me to fly out to New York City the week of my fight, do an appearance on a talk show, a nationwide talk show, Fox and Friends, early in the morning. Big, large viewership, and you know, I when I went to the UFC and I was under contract with them, I did everything, and I went above and beyond to promote and market the sport, the brand, and myself and the fighters. But I definitely felt like I did my job and above and beyond doing what I was called to do.
So that said, you look at a situation like Randy Couture, I'm guessing that you're on his side of things.
Would I say I'm on Randy's side of things? I would say that I certainly see Randy's side.
Right.
I can see. I don't know. I don't have Randy's contract in front of me. I don't know what the terms of his deal is. Randy was a much bigger name in the UFC than I ever was. That goes without saying. So maybe he was able to get some of the control of his own rights and his image. And I don't understand the terms of Randy's contract. I do understand, though, that he felt like he wasn't treated right by the organization. And I did see Randy go out and do a lot for the UFC. I did see him promote and help build that brand for them. And I know, from what I understand, he didn't feel like he got what was coming to him. And, you know, that's why he left. So do I see his side of the story? Yeah, I see his side of the story.
Matt, how close were you to appearing on the Ultimate Fighter 4 show on Spike TV as a coach?
A couple zeros away.
that close.
Yeah.
Were you surprised when they reached out to you after the fact that you hadn't fought there to bring you back in that form?
I actually thought it was kind of insulting. The name of the show was The Comeback. Well, I was coming back from them dropping my contract after, you know, 5 months in a row. But I don't know how much of a comeback that was. And then I left and I was fighting well outside of their organization. So I don't feel like I was coming back to anything. And I said we could definitely do a deal and I would be happy to come work for them, but we had to adjust the numbers and some terms, and I was there. I actually went to Vegas and interviewed and did all my medicals, but we did not come to terms at that time. I didn't think that I needed to fight a number of fights to get a title shot that I was already promised on two separate occasions.
I actually thought that you were offered a spot to sort of like a coach. I didn't know that it was actually to be a competitor on the show.
Yes, it was to be a competitor on the show. Now, to come in as a coach, that would have made sense.
Right.
You know, I have quite a resume in coaching. My credentials are pretty high in my coaching abilities. I've proven I had two world medalists that were my students in the Greco-Roman worlds, NCAA champions, All-Americans, and I've coached quite a few fighters, and I just started doing that, you know, around 2001. I just started coaching athletes and fighters, so I haven't been doing it very long, and I've put a lot of guys in good fights, and we've won a lot of big fights.
All right, Matt, just a couple of questions before I let you go. I just wanted to ask about Fedor Emelianenko, your last fight, April 2007, almost a year. And, you know, a lot of people were counting you out in this one. I just re-watched the fight a couple of days ago in preparation for this, and it's so clear how you came out gangbusters. You had a clear game plan and were, you know, set to take him down. Holds on to the ropes a couple of times, and when you read the reports afterwards, a lot of people...
Well, if you rewatch the fight, it was more than a couple of times. It was actually five separate occasions.
Exactly, and actually when you read reports following that fight, a lot of people, for some reason or another, seem to overlook that fact and how crucial of a point or a turning point in the bout. Why do you think that is, and do you think that if given the rematch, obviously you could do a hell of a lot more than a lot of people have done against him?
Well, you know, Fedor is, you know, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the world. He's a big, athletic man that's really good at the sport. And, you know, I never made excuses for that loss, contrary to what you'll read on message boards. You know, Fedor did what he was supposed to do, and then I would have done as well. If I would have got away with grabbing ropes to my advantage, I would have done that as well, and he did that. It's the referee's job to enforce the rules. If they're going to have rules, they need to enforce them. And you've seen every show since then. I mean, look at the fight against Tito Rashad. They just took points away immediately, and all the fights, whether it's in a cage or in a ring, are going to that one warning, and then we really do take a point away, or they'll just tell you, hey, you grabbed the ropes, that's a point. We've seen it time and time again since that fight. They've gotten really strict on that rule, and rightfully so, they should.
All right, Matt. Awesome talking to you.
Or else we don't have rules. You know, let's not have rules, and I'll be there too. I'll fight in that show first.
Yeah, maybe
that's the first show I'll sign with.
Maybe the Yama pit fighting. Who knows about what they
are? No, whatever show doesn't have the rules, that's the one I want to sign with.
All right, great. I'll let everyone know about that. I have to ask one last time. Any chance you could tell me where you're signing?
Yeah, I'm gonna wait till the promoters release that information.
All right. You're definitely keeping us on our toes here, but I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and it was really an absolute pleasure, and we look forward to seeing you again fighting very, very soon.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Bye.